He is just sleeping like a rock. He had a long day at the park today. I mean, he was just so excited. Did you see that corgi that somebody brought today? Oh my god. It was literally perfection. I gotta tell you though, I'm so excited about how much he likes you. Yeah. Like, I gotta tell you, he's taking a huge liking to you. As a matter of fact, I'm jealous. Yeah, I'm jealous. Like, I'm attached to this little puggo at the hip, and, like, you come into my life, and, you know, of course, you know, I love you, and, like, this has been one of the best things that's happened to me, but, yeah, I swear, I feel like he likes cuddling with you more, and wanting to hang around with you more. I don't know what's up with that. Like, I care for him, and do everything I can for him, and he's just really, really fond of you. Now he's kind of attached to you at the hip, and I don't know. I guess I'm like the crazy cat equivalent, or crazy pug equivalent of a crazy cat lady, I guess. I don't know. I guess I don't have more than one yet, but you know what I mean. Like, yeah, I don't know, just kind of jealous. Like, you know, and a roommate of mine used to occasionally, he'd take, whenever I wasn't home for a night, he'd take my dog into his room and hang out with him, and sometimes, like, he'd let my dog sleep with him in the bed, and, you know, I liked the fact that, you know, my dog had company, but at the same time, I was jealous, and I didn't like the fact that my dog was cuddling with someone else at night, you know, at all. And if I got home late, then I would absolutely go upstairs to knock on the door to, you know, get him to wake up and come cuddle with me, because I can't sleep without him. If he's in the same house as me and I'm about to go to bed, I need to have him nearby. It's just, I mean, maybe you could say that's a little codependent. I mean, it's a little, like, obsessive. I don't know. But I love him. And, but it's transition. I know. God, it seems so dumb, especially for a guy to act like that, you know. But never been really particularly manly when it comes to doggos, I guess. You know, I always lose my shit for every single dog I see, literally ever. I don't see how I function at dog parks. But it was so nice going together to the park today. It's my ideal place to go for a date. What, you want to get another dog? Well, what kind of dog do you want to get? I mean, we could get another pug, but they're not particularly prevalent around here. You know, the climate isn't best for them. You know, they don't do good in heat, and they don't do good in extreme cold, and so it's you won't find a lot of them around here. Well, I guess you could say the same thing about huskies, and yet I seem to see plenty of those. Well, what about a Boston Terrier? They're a little less they have a little less problems than pugs. They're a little more high maintenance, though. Not high maintenance. They need a little bit more exercise. Pugs are pretty sedative, you know? you don't need to really do a lot for them. it's good for people like me that work full-time jobs and stuff like that, you know. Well, yeah, I've thought a lot into, you know, what kind of dog would work for me. And, like, you know, I love corgis, but I heard corgis are really noisy. They're like big yappers, and that's not for me, personally. Mr. Man. Or we could do a French Bulldog. They're mostly squishy like pugs, but I think they're a little better.
I like small dogs, because, you know.
They don't need a lot of space, so, you know, we could have even a small apartment, and it wouldn't be a big deal if it came down to that. But, you know, if you wanted to get a bigger doggo, that's cool, too. If you wanted to get a big doggo, I'm a big fan of German Shepherds. Although they usually have, like, really bad hip problems and stuff like that. I think they have heart problems, too, a lot. I mean, if we could get a mix, that would actually be preferable. What do you think, Mr. Man? If we got another doggo, should we get a big doggo or a little doggo? Should we get a squishy-faced doggo? Another bread loaf? Another big roly-poly? Yes, I call him Roly-Poly. That's a new one, I know. I've got a million nicknames for him, I swear to God. I'm glad you don't think I'm lame with how much I baby him and call him every nickname under the sun. Oh, do you want kisses too? Okay. I guess you probably get jealous sometimes too. Well, I mean, he's like the center of my world, and you've kind of just, you know, more recently come into it. But I feel like there's room for our rings to come together, kind of like a, I guess like a key ring, you know. And if we get another dog, then that dog will be a part of our ring too. It just takes some time, you know. I'm a rather patient and, you know, slow-moving kind of person. I'd rather kind of make sure that this is a thing, you know, before I make big steps and all. But I'm flattered that you've thought on it, you know. I know he's kind of hard to sleep next to. Also, I've thought on getting him a bed, but he's so used to sleeping with me now. It's going to be really difficult to train him to not do this. You know. Oh, I mean, you don't mind that much? I mean, I kind of figured this would be more bothersome, but
people actually seem to find it more cute than I thought.
I tend to find it very comforting when he snores. It's just a sign of his comfort, and it makes me feel more comfortable. But, yeah. You know, it was a good day. It was a good day. Isn't that right, Mr. I'm a worn out roly-poly? Yeah, you know, you're not the first person to make that comparison. I do sometimes love on my dog kind of how I might love on a girlfriend, and vice versa. But I'm glad you don't find that weird. Like, it's just me showing my endearment, you know? I've had a lot of people joke around and be like, oh, yo, you're getting really, really close with your dog, man. Like, dude, I'm not doing anything weird with my fucking dog. Just because I like to shower my dog in affection doesn't mean, like, there's anything weird going on here. Sorry that, like, I have a different idea about, like, how to act with my own fucking dog. It's my pet anyway. My family. You do your thing. But, yeah, I mean, you get a little kind of iffy about that. It just pisses me off sometimes, you know.
Anyway.
That was a long day, I think. I think I'm going to try to get to sleep. Were you staying here tonight? Or were you going to head back over to your parents? I knew you were helping them out with some things and making sure your mom is okay. She got, you know, hurt and everything like that, so...
Oh, she's fine? Oh. I guess I wasn't paying attention. Jesus.
I'm just so busy and tired. Well, let's cuddle up and maybe we can hit the park again tomorrow. Good night.